Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Andrew Carter. The headlines this Tuesday, 26th of October 2021. 40 countries criticise Belarus for political use of migrants. German police break up armed vigilante patrol on Polish border. And Warsaw Hospital suspends admission of new COVID patients. Good afternoon. Representatives of more than 40 countries, including Poland, have issued a joint statement condemning the Belarusian regime for human rights violations, including the use of migrants for political purposes. The statement, made at a committee meeting of the UN General Assembly on Social, Humanitarian and Human Rights, says illegal border crossings supported by the Belarusian state are deliberately putting at risk the lives of third country nationals. The declaration was signed by the United States, the European Union, the UK, Japan and other countries. Krzysztof Szczerski, Poland's permanent representative to the United Nations, told the Polish press agency that the statement was a result of Polish diplomatic efforts. He said the current migrant crisis on the Belarus border was the first in modern Europe that had been deliberately planned and organised by a third country, and that Minsk was using migrants instrumentally as a weapon in their fight against the West. German police say they've stopped an armed vigilante patrol who set out to prevent migrants crossing the border from Poland. The gang of more than 50 far-right supporters were carrying pepper spray, a bayonet, a machete and batons, which was seized by police when they broke up the patrol near the town of Guben on the Polish-German border. A police spokesperson said the vigilantes had responded to a call by the Third Way political party, which has suspected links with neo-Nazi groups, for its members to stop illegal border crossings. Around the same time, dozens of people held a vigil to show their opposition to the patrol. Germany's interior minister said on Sunday that an additional 800 police officers are stationed along the Polish border to control the flow of migrants trying to enter the European Union from Belarus. Warsaw's Southern Hospital has suspended admission of new COVID-19 patients, saying its oxygen system is overloaded. City Hall said the hospital is currently treating 270 COVID patients with 42 on ventilators. Officials are recommending that the Minister of Health reduce the maximum capacity of the hospital to 196 beds. A meeting between Warsaw City and Mazovian health officials will take place tomorrow to discuss what City Hall called the large increase in COVID patients. The actor and director Krzysztof Kieszanowski, known for his roles in the films Killer and Statyści, has died at the age of 70. Kieszanowski was born in Warsaw and graduated from the State Higher School of Film, Television and Theatre at the age of 27. He went on to star in film and stage roles, including the character Wonski in Killer and the father of the title character in High Tereska, for which he was nominated for a Polish Film Award. He was still working on TV projects this year.
The weather.
Today will be dry and cloudy in Gdansk, with a top temperature of 11 degrees Celsius or 51 Fahrenheit. There's a chance of some rain overnight as the temperature dips to 7 degrees Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit, with similar weather, perhaps just a touch warmer tomorrow, and milder weather on the way by the end of the week. You've been listening to the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather.